We're taller, but is that evolution?
Answers with Ken Ham, designer of the new Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, if you visit some of the 400-year-old homes in Europe, you'll notice the doorways are much shorter. So we're certainly taller today, but is that evidence for evolution?
Well, let's look at a practical study that was conducted on this very topic, Mark. In my homeland of Australia, a survey was conducted a few years ago that showed that the average 10-year-old was about an inch and a half taller and about 4 pounds heavier than 10-year-olds 15 years before. It also found that the average 12-year-old girl today is about 4 inches taller and 5 pounds heavier than those in 1911. So what do the scientists say about this? Well, they believe the major causes are better nutrition and fewer infectious diseases during childhood. You see, it has nothing to do with evolution. I've heard some people try to say that as man evolved, he became taller. But one of the so-called early humans, called Homo erectus, was 6 feet tall. And by the way, he was fully human and not halfway between ape and man. So are people evolving when they get taller? Not at all. Evolutionists would know better if they accepted God at his word that he created the first man from dust.
Perhaps the most asked question we receive at our ministry is, why is there so much disease, cancer, suffering, and death in this world? Ken Ham provides the answer, using the Bible, in his booklet on why God allows bad things to happen. The booklet's free at answersradio.com.